This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With just a day left of his run on The Daily Show, you know who might wind up missing Jon Stewart most of all? Book publicists, that's who, especially the ones plugging serious nonfiction books. Lengthy interviews with those kinds of authors have been a surprisingly regular feature on The Daily Show. Just last week, Doris Kearns Goodwin talking about her book on Lyndon Johnson, David McCullough about his biography of the Wright brothers. Stewart welcomed unknown writers on unsexy topics like, I don't know, transportation infrastructure, just to say one. And when he did, those books started selling. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more.
In publishing, the Jon Stewart effect is a well-known phenomenon.
As a publicist, you know, having someone on The Daily Show was a very, very big deal.
That's Kathleen Schmidt. She's vice president of publicity and marketing for Running Press.
It was almost like the nerdy version of Oprah, but it sold a ton of books.
One key, Stewart has assembled a broad audience. I mean, your mom will still see those authors getting interviewed on Charlie Rose. Your kids, not so much.
Right. And I love Charlie Rose. But, you know, I'm also in a different age demographic.
Daniel Okrent experienced the Jon Stewart effect firsthand.
I am a writer, journalist and historian, and my most recent book was Last Call, The Rise and Fall of Prohibition.
He'd been tracking the book sales.
The Amazon bestseller list is the thing that you keep, if you have a book out that you keep on reloading, you know, you get hypertrophied thumbs.
By the time he went on The Daily Show, the book had been out for 3 months. It had peaked and dropped back to maybe 200 on that list. Then, the Stewart effect.
And I shot up to, I think it was 17, and that includes everything from fiction, nonfiction, the Bible, Garfield. It doesn't make any difference. I think among what I would call real books, I was number 7 or 8.
Jon Stewart wasn't alone. When Stephen Colbert was on Comedy Central with Stewart, he also did a lot for writers. Colbert helped a book about quantum physics reach a huge audience. And he'll be back on the air in the fall on CBS. We'll just have to see how many physicists he books. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.